Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I spoke with Senator Charles Grassley Monday about the tax bill passing and his comments over the weekend. The big news, the tax bill passed the Senate over the weekend. Can you tell us what the next step is in the process regarding tax reform?
Yeah, tonight, sometime, the House is going to debate and then end up requesting a conference with the Senate before the night's over. I think that bill or that motion on their part will come back. We have 10 hours of debate tomorrow on the issue of the Senate going to conference with the House. I imagine that's 5 hours for Republicans and 5 hours for Democrats. Probably Republicans won't use our 5 hours, so maybe before tomorrow's over, we've decided to go to conference and conferees can be appointed. If it takes a full 10 hours, then I would suggest that'll be Wednesday. But then after that, I cannot tell you how long it's going to take, except to surmise that it's not going to be too long of a period of time working out the difference between the House and Senate, although in a specific sense, there's a lot of differences between the two bodies, but the overall focus of the two bills go pretty much in the same direction because they all fit within the framework that was set out in September. In other words, framework of a few pages ends up being a bill of 450 pages, and as long as the big issues fit into that framework, it ought to be easy to work out the smaller issues. So I would simply say this, that we shouldn't have any trouble getting a bill to the president to sign before Christmas.
And Senator, over the weekend, you stated, I think not having the estate tax recognizes the people that are investing, as opposed to those that are just spending every darn penny they have, whether it's on booze or women or movies. Can you explain this statement?
Sure. Let me start with, I think what I've been accused of, not appreciating that the average working man and woman lives from paycheck to paycheck, and I'm not talking about those people whatsoever. I'm talking about people that over a lifetime have had good income. And I'm talking about two different people with the same income. And you can say it's $100,000, or you can say it's $200,000, or you can say it's $1 million apiece. You've got one person that lives and gets a big income and spends the money on anything they want. Consumer groups living for today and not worrying much about tomorrow. Then compare that to the other person that lives very frugally during his early lifetime and denies himself consumer goods because he wants to save and invest in a business or a farm. And so he lives very frugally, saves a lot of money, invests it, creates jobs, adds to the economy as opposed to the other person not investing. And then and in the case of a farmer or small business, maybe wanting to do it to employ people and sometimes employ their family and pass it on to the next generation. Then what happens when they die? The estate tax comes along. The guy that frittered away his money on consumer goods doesn't have to worry about that because he doesn't have anything in the savings. Then you got a person that's invested and maybe because of inflation is worth a lot of money. And inflation's not his fault, but that's phantom income. That's not real income. And then he has to split up his business or sell his business to pay the estate tax. And I think that's why the estate tax is fair. The estate tax inhibits people that have a good ethic, a good work ethic, And then on an ideological point of view, I think that you ought to be taxing money once, and that's all it ought to be taxed, and that a person that has a small business shouldn't have to sell that small business and maybe not leave anything to the next generation. And that's what I was trying to point out.
And I understand what you're saying about consumer goods, but how do you explain this comment to women voters in Iowa when it says, whether it's on booze or women or movies?
Well, that's just kind of a crude way of saying that people live hand to mouth. But see, it was interpreted as I don't care about the average family working from paycheck to paycheck. And I was talking about the person that's maybe making $100,000 or $200,000 or $1 million, just living a high lifestyle. That's all I was saying.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator Charles Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.